My name is Lorraine of D32 Business Network, and I'm super excited to be talking today with Laura McRae, Everything Podcasts. Laura, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
I am better now for talking to you. I love this. I love this topic. And we've been talking a few minutes before we start on what we're going to talk about. But yeah, I'm really excited about this topic, Laura. Now, today we're going to talk about the steps to get started with a podcast and then, what do we do with it afterwards? But before we get into all that, Laura, how did you end up here?
So I started my business originally as a virtual assistant. And I had a client who had a podcast that was old, and she didn't know whether to carry on with that podcast or start a whole new podcast because her branding had changed a bit. And I had no idea how to support her with that. So I did a course in podcast management, and I realized I loved everything about podcast management. And so I ditched all my other services as a virtual assistant and just focused on podcast management.
Which is absolutely phenomenal, right? Because when I think about it, it's like, this is podcasts have been around for a while. And now, YouTube podcasting, video podcasting is just it, you I guess I'm trying to say you think it's a fad, and then you realize, no, it's not, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. What do you think? Is that your experience? Is how many people are getting into podcasting?
Yeah, it's one of them things. I think it's going to end up like social media, and people say, "Oh, there's too many podcasts out there. How can I stand out?" And you're like, "Well, I bet you're on social media, and there's a lot more people on social media than there is on a podcast. So you might as well start podcasting too."
So look, I just love it, and I love the fact that you can go where you want to. I love the fact that all this media, podcasting, interviews, videos, it used to be just for the people who had all the money to bring on experts and production suites and studios and all the advertising. But now that's available to us. It's available to everyone. We can get out there and create our own shows. I think it's very, very exciting.
That's it.
So
When I speak to people, they say, "Oh, have you got a studio? Where can I get a studio?" So, well, you don't need to book in a studio. You can do it from home. And as long as you've got a setup where there's not echo and there's no noise around, and then you've got the AI tools that can help you with the sound quality, you don't need to be in a studio anymore.
that's right. You just got it. I do have to say, yours looks fantastic. Your background there.
Well, this isn't a studio. This is my office, come spare room, come laundry. I've got laundry everywhere. It looks good, but you can't see the other side.
Which is the beauty, right? It's fantastic. So Laura, I this is the D32 Business Podcast, right? We are here to give business owners tips on podcasting. How do we get started? What do we do? What are the steps? And then what do we do with it? So first of all, we had a conversation before we came on here around, what do we need to know? What do business owners need to know? And I think you included a lot, or some considerations that we just might not be thinking about before we go and get the tech. So before we talk about the tech and the setup, Laura, share with us, what do we need to know? Where do we get started? What questions do we need to ask?
So first of all, everyone asks about tech, but I'm not going to talk about that just yet, because the most important thing to think about before you start your podcast, I know it's a boring thing and everyone tries to skip this, but it's so important who your ideal listener is. It's really important to know who exactly they are and where your podcast will fit into their day, because knowing all of this will help you shape your podcast. Because you Like, for example, I have a lot of people ask me, how long should a podcast episode be? And there's no answer to that. It depends on who your listener is and where they're going to listen to you. Do they listen to you on a walk around the block for 15 minutes in the morning when they're working out in their car? It all revolves around this to start off with, who your ideal listener is and where they're going to listen to your podcast before you start anything else.
Beautiful, thank you. I've never thought about that myself. I've thought about who's listening and why, but not when. So
Yeah.
thanks for that.
And
And
it's
maybe
also
that
in
could even not on you go, sorry.
Sorry, I was just going to say as well, it's also good to work out how much time you've got in the week to work on your podcast. So say, for example, you wanted to do interviews that were an hour long, for example. It's not just that hour long interview you've got. You've then, if you're planning on editing, you've got to edit it, You've got to contact all your guests. You've got to make social media posts, do everything with that podcast episode. So you might be better off. Where am I going with this? Work out how much time you've got in the week to work on your podcast, because a long interview every week might not be suitable for you. You might want to do bi-weekly or fortnightly episodes instead and do them 20 minutes. So yeah, it all works around who your ideal listener is and what time in the week you've realistically got to work on your podcast.
I think that's great, right? So, I mean, I do these and I try and keep them to 20, 30 minutes because our listeners are business owners and our biggest thing is time poor, right? But I actually really like what I just learned there. And, you know, instead of, I mean, it could be actually the D32 20-minute podcast. We could actually call it that. But it could also then be the 20-minute breakfast podcast, you know, and I've never actually thought of including that in the positioning statement of each podcast. So, thank you. Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah,
Yeah, and
thanks. Yeah,
these are things to think about again, like I say before, you think about tech and all that, and think about your goals. Why are you starting a podcast? What's the reason you're starting one? Are you using it to network? Because if you are, then you've got to factor in all the interviews you want to do, because it's a great way to network and meet new people doing podcasts. Are you Most people get in their know, like, and trust factor in there. It's the brand awareness. Yeah, and but then if you're in it to monetize, that's the long game that people aren't prepared for. So with podcasting, to actually make money from your podcast, you've got to probably have it for a couple of years before it picks up traction. The best way to make money is just to promote your own services within your episodes.
Yeah, okay. And that's a whole other set of goals, isn't it? It's looking at the monetization of it. Do you think people who start in podcasts, what are their thoughts around doing it when they kick off? Are they looking just to meet more people? Are they excited about getting on camera? Or is it monetization? Or is it just part of the marketing mix? What's your experience?
The clients I work with, they're generally in it because they're mainly coaches and consultants. They want to do it for brand awareness and building that know, like, and trust, and just promoting their own services.
Right. Okay, beautiful. So what else do we need to know then, Laura? So we got to look at the ideal client, how much time have we got? Who's the listener, when they're going to listen? What else do we need to think about before we step into the world of podcasting?
A name for your show, obviously. So a lot of people have come up with these weird and wonderful names for their show, but you need to be realistic, and think if that person's going to find you with the name, because some people go weird and wonderful. But think about someone like Amy Porterfield, Online Marketing Made Easy. You know what that podcast is about by the title. So make it clear. Don't be too fancy and clever. Just be clear what your podcast is about, because when someone searches you, they won't find you because you've used some fancy words in there, or words that people can't spell. So, for example, with my podcast, I wouldn't put the word entrepreneur in there because I don't even know how to spell it myself.
Yeah, I guess it's every time, isn't it?
And
So I think that's so it's just such an important point. Like the fancy names that we've brought up for everything there, and even what you've just said there, I'm like, because we've just rebranded ours to say the D32 Small Business Podcast. Right? It is what it is on the tin. Otherwise, we
Yeah.
just get way too fancy. And then I was just thinking on the back of you, we've probably called our magazine The Business Profit. And there's a word play on the spelling of profit. But it's probably just too fancy. Why is it not just the D32 Small Business Magazine? So
Yeah,
thank
but
you. There's another takeaway I'm taking from this podcast to get back to basics.
that's it. Be as basic as possible. Be
Yeah.
obvious.
Yeah, no, thanks for that. Right, okay, so the name, and make it clear, make sure it says what's on the tin, you know.
And make sure somebody else hasn't got it. I mean, there's no rules around copying the name of a podcast, but I just wouldn't risk it, because there's podcasts out there that might be not had an episode out for years, but they're still on Spotify and Apple and everything. And if they see you, they might get the hump, and I don't know, they might bring their lawyers in, you don't know. And also, if they're you don't want to get mixed up with their podcast. You want your episode to stand alone on its own. So always make sure you find a name that's totally new and different. And you can find this out if you go on podnews.net. It's a good place to go to search all the podcasts that were ever made.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So get the name, make sure no one else is owning it. What else? What else do we need to be thinking about?
Oh, I could go on forever. Do you want to jump to the tech? Because I'm worried
Yeah,
about
text up
going
there.
on
Yep,
too
yeah,
much.
go.
So with the tech, there's two different types of mics: condenser mics and dynamic mics. I use a Blue Yeti mic. This is great for solo episodes. And it's got a few different dials on it you can use. But yeah, so you need a decent mic. I recommend not using the one on your computer. And yeah, it's really actually quite simple. As long as you've got a mic and headphones, you're doing all right. And if you're in a room, that's I recommend recording preferably in a bedroom, because you've got the bed there and the clothes that make it more cushiony. But yeah, the best place to record is actually in your wardrobe. But if you're doing a video podcast, obviously you don't want to sit in your wardrobe, but it's a good place to record. You just don't want an e
Maybe
big echoey
a little
room.
stool in there and a little lamp.
It's funny, I've seen people that do record in their cupboard, and then you can see they just move the video slightly and you can see all their clothes. But I guess if you've got a big enough cupboard and you position yourself all right, you can fit in there and look okay at the
Yeah.
same time.
That's about the sound. Right,
Yeah.
if we've got the room's too echoey and there's lots of space and there's nothing, you know, if you put a rug or a curtain or something up, it absorbs the sound and it gives it a better sound quality.
Yeah. But people get too hung up on the tech, but it's actually not that bad. So what, like I say, if you're editing your own podcast, you need a decent set of headphones. And if you're doing interviews, you need headphones too, just so you don't get the sound bleed. And so mic, headphones, and there's free editing software. You can use GarageBand or Audacity. That's free to download, so you don't need to worry about that expense. And then if you're doing interviews, there's podcast platforms called like Riverside FM, but a lot of people, business owners, would have Zoom already, which
Yeah.
isn't as good quality, but it's still good enough to record your podcast episodes.
Yeah,
So
okay. So
that's the
what I use?
basics of what you need, really.
Well, I use Zoom for all of mine because it's just there. But what other ones did you say that are better quality?
Yeah, there's Riverside FM and then there's Squadcast. They're the two that I know of. There's a few around, but they're the most popular ones. And they
What's
do
the
give better quality, but I mean, all my clients just use Zoom because they've already got a subscription to it.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely something I'll look into. What do you think as well? I'll just ask you, I'm using this Logitech webcam at the minute, and when you go on and do my research, a lot of people say that's one of the best, but actually when I look at it back, I don't find it this really sharp quality. What do you think about webcams and the quality, and how much should we be spending on that?
When it comes to video podcasts, that's not my forte. It's
Yeah,
something I'm
okay.
only just getting into now. But it could be more that it's recorded on Zoom, could be the thing too, because that takes the quality away. Because I've recorded on Riverside before, and the quality, even though I've got the same a Logitech camera, and it is better on Riverside. So
Okay.
that could be it too. But yeah, as
Another
far
tip
as
for me today.
camera tech, I'm not hot on that yet. I'm still learning
Oh,
those
that's all
bits.
right. No, thank you. I'm learning heaps of this for myself, right? Which is fantastic. So look, we're looking at the tech, we're looking at the why, the who, the what, the when, to get set up. What about content? What
So,
about getting the content plan together? What have you got any ideas, or how do we start with a content plan?
as business owners, we'll have our business goals set out already and what events we've got in place and what services or products we want to promote. So, how I work with my clients, we meet monthly to go over how they can inadvertently promote their business and their services throughout the year, based on what event, like I say, what events they're running, what services they want to bring up. So we make sure that, so for example, someone's got an event coming up, we talk about the events that she's done before and what to expect at an event. And then you can say, oh, and by the way, I've got this event coming up. So making sure it's in there. And also you can find out whatever questions that your current clients might have, base it around there. Just any questions or that people might have, make a note of them, and these could be the basis around your podcast episodes.
Yeah, okay, beautiful. And this is obviously what you help people do,
Yeah.
right? You work with people to do this from from beginning to end, right? You help them with the content plan, the why, the what, the questioning, the tech setup, the you help everybody with this whole thing, right? What a beautiful niche. It's absolutely fantastic.
I haven't mentioned the hosting platform, so this is the thing I set up for the for clients as well. So you've got all your information for your podcast, like the information for the podcast, all the episodes, your and it stays in one place, and then it gets connected to all the platforms like Apple and Spotify. And so that's where you need to put all your information.
Right.
And so that's another thing I set up, and that you'll need to set up to start your podcast.
And what one do you use? Which platform do you use?
I like Buzzsprout because I find the analytics are really good on there. It's got a lot of features. It's really user
Ah,
friendly.
beautiful. Right. Okay. So we need to look, because you obviously need to look at this as a business activity which needs measuring and what's working and what's not and what's what. Right. Okay. So hosting platform as well. And then also, Laura, I mean, what do we do with it? And I was talking to you before we came on, now that we've got hundreds of hours, right? And we're pushing them all out to these platforms, but then they just sit there. You know, what do we do? How do we get, what do we do with them to get them out?
And this is the thing, I feel so, it makes me feel sad when I see people do these brilliant podcasts and then they do nothing else with them. So if you've got a video podcast, turn them into audio podcasts and then use the transcripts for them. And using the transcripts and ChatGPT these days, you can create social media posts, newsletters, blog posts. You can create so many things. And obviously, ChatGPT, you'll need to tweak what it says because the
Yeah.
wording's sometimes a bit iffy, but it gives you the bones of what to do. And I just think it's amazing. And people just don't use it as much as they could.
And it's the same as we were talking about earlier, you know, content is not a fad. Content is still king, right? People are just hungry for information, particularly people in business, right? Because we want to be successful and we need to know wear all the hats and all the stuff, you know. Right, so what advice then would you give someone who is, you know, thinking about doing a podcast, but they're just sitting thinking about doing a podcast? What would you say to them? What advice would you give somebody?
Well, my advice is just to go do it because there's never a perfect moment. Like for me, I'm not a confident speaker. I go to Toastmasters. I'm trying my hardest to be a confident speaker. And I was putting off starting a podcast because of this. And,
Good for you. I
but
think
you'll
you're a
never get
confident
comp.
speaker. Good for you.
No, but you never get that confidence until you actually go out and do it and practice. And I actually did an interview with Sally Prosser. She's a voice coach. And she said something interesting. She says she never takes on clients that go to her to get their voice perfect before they start a podcast. She says, no, go start a podcast first and then come to me because I don't want you putting off your podcast any longer. So
Yeah.
you just got to go for it. And then you can always tweak and change it. Like I've had clients that have totally changed their audience and the name of their show, but they've started and they've learnt from starting and yeah, they just move forward. So just go for it.
Beautiful, thank you very much. And just one last thing, you know, so you're working with people, right? That what it must light you up to see somebody come in and actually just get that microphone, the headphones on for the first time and just get to it. What's the best things that you see, you know?
It's amazing because even like I've worked with TV presenters and radio hosts, and even they're really nervous to start their podcast. So everyone gets nervous, and it's just so lovely to see. And it's the stories you hear afterwards. Like I got on a call with a client the other day, and she said, I was walking along the beach, and someone just stopped me and says, oh, I'm listening to you right now. Your podcast always puts me in a good mood. And they're the stories
Wow.
I love because you think, they're just connecting with so many people on such a deeper level, on a level that you never get with social media. So it's just
Wow.
so nice, yeah.
And that's what lights you up, right? Keeps you going.
Yeah. When I hear how well they're doing and how happy they are with their podcast and the clients they've made, the connections they made through their podcast, they're the stories I love, yeah.
Thank you very much. I think this has been short, it's
Thank
been
you.
snappy. I've got some real great takeaways for me, so thank you very much. You know, if I'm learning, then so is everybody else. You know, we can all take something away from this. And yeah, I just encourage everybody, small business owners, you know, just Get out there. Don't be the world's best kept secret. You know, get your an Indie 32 business
That's
network. We
it.
can be doing these podcasts and then sharing it on the members platform. You know, just get it out, get it out. That's for you too, Laura. Yeah. Right, Laura, thank you very much. So Laura McRae, podcast support services, support management services. Laura, I can put your links to everything in the below. So we'll put a little summary of this. We'll put how to contact Laura, how to get started in this. But Laura, thank you very much. This has been
Perfect, thanks.
amazing. Thank you.
And I'll give you a link too that helps you work out who your ideal listener is, so you can get cracking on that. So you've got no excuses.
Thank you. You send that to me as well. I
I
just want
will.
to have a real good look at that. So yeah, thank you very much. Love what you do, and I'll speak to you soon.
Perfect, thanks. Bye.
Bye bye.